JYP.
2PM. What a do, and welcome to It's the Melanin for Me, a podcast about everything black and in between from the perspectives of a few goofy black girls dealing with the horrible reality of adulthood. Today we are doing a fandom interview with Celeste. Hi, Celeste.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Celeste is from 2PM's fandom Hottest. And then we have Sav.
Hey.
And then me, Tara. So me and Sav are doing the interview with Celeste. And yeah, we can get right into it. Celeste, you want to tell us anything about yourself before we ask you the first question?
Well, my name is Celeste. I guess we'll kind of go into like my fandom history of like 2PM, I guess, later. But I like other groups as well. I got into K-pop in the, 2016, around like January, so it's been a long time. I honestly didn't expect me to like this genre for a long time. I don't know why. I thought it was kind of just like, oh, okay, this is cute, but you know, I've stayed around for a long time and I've heavily enjoyed my time. But you know, yeah, I love 2PM. They're really a great group for me. I feel like they're one of those groups that was like, wow, like, this is really, not saying they're everyone's untalented, but this is really talent. Like, they're working their butt off, so it was good.
Okay. And then me and Sav are gonna alternate between questions. So the first question is, when did you first start stanning 2PM, and what made you stan them?
Ooh. Officially or like unofficially?
I guess both. You can tell us about both.
First started even like get, because everyone knows like My House, of course, like iconic song, so that was like the one song I knew from them, like when I first got into K-pop and stuff like that. But when I did like my deep dive, I want to say like 2019 2020, they were kind of like my quarantine like comfort groups, just like because, you know, like they may not do like everything, like, you know, like a fourth gen or a third gen, but it was really comforting to me, like, looking back, like, their old music and their old, like, little reality shows and stuff like that. But I remember, I don't remember who I was with, but usually when we hang out with my friends, we play, like, you know, different old music videos of K-pop and stuff like that. And then we watched the actual My House video, and I was like, I had no idea what they looked like, no idea, like, who was singing. I just knew the song, you know? And then I was like, oh, this is cute. And then we saw the Again and Again video, and I was like, is that J-Park? And they were like, yeah, like at that point I didn't realize that solo artists like can do other things, especially, you know, like Jay Park. I don't really talk about him like that, but I didn't realize that he was in a K-pop group before he is, you know, the Jay Park that we see him as now. But that's how I got into them, and I've kind of just been a fan ever since. I feel like it's a little harder to stand like a second gen or first gen group just because they don't really make a lot of content geared towards like the Western audience anymore. You know, like you don't really see them at award shows and things of that nature and all the BuzzFeed interviews and blase blase that they do now. But I think it's special that I'm able to look back on their older things because they're actually like, they're really funny and they're super talented, and you can really see that their devotion and their work, like even with different vlogs and stuff like that, it's really nice to see. So that's how I got into them. And I love R&B music. I'm black as well. So they do R&B, they do hip hop, they do experimental, they do dance, they do club. Like when I listen to music, I want to feel, you know, comforted, and that's what they make me feel. So yeah, that's how I got into them.
Period. I think it's really funny that you mentioned how like you didn't know idols did that stuff, like with Jay Park. Because it reminds me, like, whenever people get into, like, DPR, I'm like, did you know that he was in a group previously?
Yeah,
they don't know
yeah.
that.
It's interesting, too. Because even when I got into Block B, I was like, Zika?
Yeah.
I was like, hello? But I guess, you know, like, the group is the gateway to do other things. But I don't know why I didn't really. I guess at that time, I don't want to say I was like a baby K-pop fan, but I didn't do all my research, but it was just shocking for me to see because I know the Jay Park is, you know, like the rapper and the whatever mm-hmm. he does nowadays and the businesses and whatnot. I didn't see him as like a little K-pop boy, but you have to start from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also like when you said that, like, it's harder standing a older group, because not only do they not, like, do all the things that they did, but, like, a lot of their stuff is harder to find. Like, their stuff that they mm-hmm. did when they were active, like, it wasn't mm-hmm. made accessible to Western fans, because that wasn't the norm, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And the subtitles.
Mm-hmm. And the subtitles, for sure.
I remember, like, watching so many videos, and it's like, okay, like, this is great, but I would really love to be able to understand what's going on, for real, but, you know, the times have changed, but it's definitely rewarding seeing them, you know, it's their 15th anniversary this month, like, a week ago, mm-hmm. something like that, so it's super rewarding seeing that they're still active in some capacity, and people still actually talk about them, so.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay, so, who is... Or who was your first bias, and who is your bias now?
Oh, Nichkhun.
Mmm. For both?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why I fell in love with him. Like, he is just so... I don't know. Like, he is very... No, I get it. He is just very, like, wow. Like, he's a beautiful man. Like, first off, like, just very attractive man. But you can see his work ethic a lot. Like, I really appreciate that he's so open with talking about his struggles, talking about, you know, persevering, especially when he, I forgot what interview I watched of him recently, but it was a more recent one, and he was talking about, you know, the struggle of trying to get into Hollywood and wanting to act and pursue all of his dreams and visions. So that's really something that sticks out to me. So I love him. And he does it all. He sings. He raps. Does. Yes, he does it all.
He does.
What was your favorite 2PM, like, era?
Ooh, that's such a hard one, because there's so many good era. Oh my gosh. Dang. I have to think. Because honestly, I was going to say my first answer was Make It era, but it's probably not my favorite. I thought it was just really nice to see them again after, like, years of not really getting much. But
mm-hmm.
Grown era. Oh my gosh. Like, that entire album for me, like, is incredible. And that's just, like, everything to me. So definitely Grown Era for me.
No, yeah, that is a great album.
They just hate
it. That is a great album. I remember sitting in school, literally listening to Zero Point on repeat.
You have to do what you have to do. Like, they have bangers. Like, undeniably, like, hits after hits. And even the B-sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare nowadays that the B-sides sometimes are better than the title track. It's very rare. But I feel like every song on this album could be a title track, which says something.
Ooh. Exactly. Okay. So, is that also would your favorite title track come from Grown? Or what is your favorite title track?
No, I think my favorite title track is Heartbeat.
Ooh.
I just like the whole, like, I like EDM. Like, I love how they're in, like, the party, like, era, and the outfits, as much as people hate them, they were very iconic for the times. And I just like that style and the actual beat of it. The song, iconic. Like, We're Waiting for Your Heartbeat. Like, that is crazy. And the choreography, mm-hmm. incredible. But I'll just give an honorable mention. They just have so many good ones. Oh, I don't mention to Hands Up, because that's my club song. Like, when I pregame to go to the club, I listen to that.
No, because my favorite is Go Crazy. I went to a club that night.
No, oh my gosh, it's so cool. I want to do that, but my friends are boring.
No, I went to a K-pop night with some friends, like, in July.
Oh, like, and at the club?
I was the only person. They played Go Crazy. I was the only person that knew that song in my friend group. And I was telling them, y'all better dance, like... I went crazy. Well, no pun intended, but, like, that song's just so good.
That entire, like, EDM party mm-hmm. era.
They did it,
like,
so
that,
well.
It just fit. It just fit. Like, mm-hmm. it's crazy how they could do that, and then they could release, like, Back to You.
It's really cool because, right. like, it was kind of synchronous with, like, all the pop and EDM that we were getting around the same time, but over mm-hmm. here. Like mm-hmm. all the Kesha, the Black Eyed Peas, like
yeah,
it just worked so well.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm gravitated and kind of still now, like looking back at like their old stuff, like gravitating toward all that stuff, because I feel like there's such a resurgence in Western music and a little bit of K-pop too here and there, but there's such a resurgence of like EDM party tracks. Like we're out the club, we're just dancing all night, like everyone is drunk. I don't know if I can say it on the podcast, but everyone is intoxicated of some point. We're just having a good time and not caring what you have to say. I feel like that's what they made at that time. And I love that. Like electricity, is my song. Like they ate it. It just gave very much Will I Am vibes. And I was here for it.
Yeah. I like hearing 2 p.m. Well, I only went to one K-pop nightclub thing, but I did enjoy hearing 2 p.m.
Side note, are those fun? I see those like happening a lot. I don't know if like they're fun or not.
They are.
They are really, really fun. It's, well, the one here was hosted like a normal concert venue and they had bars there so people could buy drinks. Oh. And it was basically just like a party. Like they had a DJ up there just playing all the songs. And you can usually find like the organizer will post, like mm-hmm. if you want song requests, like you can comment them and they'll incorporate it into the night. But they're really fun. I would definitely recommend going with some people, though. I would get your friends up and get them all nice and cute and just be like, come on, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, because I always wanted to do it, but a lot of my friends, like, in person are not, like, the biggest. Well, they don't like K-pop at all. They kind of just listen to it because I play it in the car when I drive them around. So that's kind of how they listen to that. But for the most part, a lot of my friends are, like internet friends and stuff, so we don't have time to go to the club together, but I definitely want to try that and maybe meet people there. Like I don't mind going to club myself, but I feel like that'd be so cool. Like
you definitely should then. It's really fun.
It is. They have like drinks named after like I think mm-hmm. songs.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one that I went to, they had like a K-pop dance team that they do, and they dance really well, so that was really nice. They did a little performance on stage to a few songs.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, we had that too. It's probably the same organizers now I'm thinking about it.
Well, that sounds fun, because I also want to meet like older fans. Like I feel like now I'm a second gen, third gen stan. I like mm-hmm. fourth gen, but it's not like my bread and butter, so I feel like it's hard to find people that are over like 18 that like came up. Yeah. Now like I'm 23. Yeah. like this is fun and whatnot, but I need someone a little, you know, grown, for lack of better words.
No, I get it.
Oh, totally understood that.
So we're turned. Oh wait, so how old are you again?
Me, I'm 22.
I just wanted to make sure that we were both turning 20.
Yeah, we're both turning. We're days apart.
Aww. Yeah. dang. Oh, you might not have an answer for this question, but it's basically like a title track that they should have kept in the draft. Do you have one of
them? Damn. Yikes. I've never thought of that question before. Damn.
Oh, pushing buttons.
Ooh, let me look through the Spotify. Dang. Kept in the drafts? I feel like 2PM are one of those groups for me that I feel like everything is perfect. And maybe if I look at everything one more time, I'll change my answer. But I feel like nothing that they... I feel like everything they do was fantastic for me.
I feel like that's my girl's generation, so I get it.
No, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna figure it out.
Give me all right, come back to it. Out.
You know, everyone is... like... else iconic. Again and again, iconic. I'll be back. Iconic. Or be iconic. Like, no. Honestly, no. Which maybe is weird. Like, I have a couple groups that, you know, I could say that for, but I'm not going to get into that. But for 2PM, no. Like, I feel like everything, I feel like they chose the title tracks well. I feel like for some of them, some B-sides could have been title tracks, but I can understand why they weren't.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, while you're looking through your music, what are your top three B-sides?
Ooh, Good Man.
Okay.
Good man. I remember watching the video of them performing that. It's like, wow, these people are grown. Like, y'all are grown. Like, I was like, wow. I wish they did that in America. I would be first row. I would jump on the stage. Mm-hmm. I would have to jump on the stage, and they would have to take me to security because that was crazy. But the man definitely gave it to me. It's also my song. Ooh, I'm stuck between All Night Long and Cafe.
I'm gonna say All Night Long. I love that song. That's my song.
No, yeah, but I love the Cafe. It's so cute.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're right.
Let's say all of them. Let's say all those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly.
But I definitely lean more towards like the R&B, like baby making, like we're grown men, like let's sing about the woman we love type of music. So that's why I think that. Like, I feel like those songs really take me back to like the good times of R&B. I was gonna say like Neo, but he's kind of problematic right now, so I don't want to mention him. But
I get it. No, like Marcus Houston, and but right. He's not. So like, but like that type of music, yeah.
Yes. It's like, I don't want to mention Neo now, y'all. I don't want to get y'all podcast list.
Yeah, they have a lot of good B sides. A lot.
It was hard to choose. Like, dang, they really do. See, and I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I see. I can't even answer that.
Like, I feel like nowadays, like, body of works, like, of albums, it's like, okay, I like two or three songs, but every single song is so good.
Yeah.
Like, even Dangerous. Like, oh. Okay, ooh. But I'll answer. Y'all can't answer? Yeah. Do you guys have an answer? I want to know. Do you guys have an answer? I want to know.
So, confession.
All Night Long.
Okay, yeah.
No.
Confession. I haven't listened to a lot of 2PM, but like I really wanted to do the fan interview with a 2PM stan because like I watch a lot of K-dramas, watch some dramas, and Taekyun?
Yes, brother, yeah.
And I just thought like maybe if I do this fandom interview, it, like it'd make me want to do like a, you know, like get more into them, so like I like to, you know, talk about it, see how passionate it is, and then I'm like, okay, I want to feel that way about the group too. So, you know, and then I also like I don't want to get into a group and then like realize I don't like there's no like black students. Like it was so hard for me to find a black hottest. I was searching.
No, I could see that too.
I was searching here.
I never thought about that when standing groups. Now you mentioned that. I guess because like most of the groups that I stan were more, you know, I'm not gonna say Western. They were in like that third gen, we're gonna now focus on actually promoting these groups in the West type situation. So I feel like they, of course, you know, K-pop is built on black culture. We don't have to say that. People should know that. If you don't, then it's an issue. But regardless, like, for example, like, my old group is EXO. Like, what black person doesn't like EXO?
Yeah, right.
Like, what black person doesn't like
1-2-3? You're right.
I mean, there is a few. Unless you guys don't, that's fine. But I'm just saying, in general.
No, I do.
Yeah, like, what black person does not like 1-2-7? Like, things like that for me. But even, like, when you talked about that, because 2PM are so, you know, I'm not going to say old. Older compared to, you know, 4th-gen, 3rd-gen. And the stuff that they did wasn't really directed towards the Western fans. I feel like us as black people couldn't really get a hold of the content. So it's interesting you said that. I never thought of it like that.
Mm-hmm. And we wanted to talk about friends. I said, I know Sav is a 2PM fan.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I just like to experience, like, you know, talk about groups. And I was going to say something that I probably podcast, but anyway, yeah, so like, yeah, I don't know, I just want to get into more groups, and I think, you know, starting with fandom interviews, since we do that with our podcast anyway, it'd be really nice. So
yeah, 2PM is definitely one of those groups that clearly have longevity, but not also like can they sing and dance like they their passion for, their drive for it. Like, when you watch the different, like, videos and stuff like that, like, they practice a lot. Like, they make sure that everything's down to a T, especially, like, with Make It Era, since it was their first comeback in, I think, like, 10 years. I'm not sure the direct number, but in a very long time. Yeah. The way that they put so much work and effort into it, especially at their age, is really respectable.
No, yeah, they put a lot of effort. I remember watching the Go Crazy music video for the first time, and these men made a whole motorcycle out of their bodies and went left to right.
Right, like, bring that stuff back. Like, them and Shiny, like, y'all are not
get stuff like that anymore.
They don't. They just, nope. They just be doing a little TikTok dance, call it a day.
Yeah. But yeah, I totally get it. They do put a lot in. They do.
They have to. They have to, like, especially, you know, with JYP and whatnot. Like, I feel like they had to really, they were really, you know, not going to say they were, how do I phrase this? It was a great partnership, because now I feel like with a lot of JYP groups, it's not a great partnership in terms of, like, actual, you know, JYP being involved in certain things. Of course, you know, he doesn't have to be anymore, yeah. Especially in that era. Like, am I still in the thing? Oh. I just clicked something. Oopsie. But that's, like, in that... I don't use Discord, you guys. This is all, like, new, but it's okay. But especially, like, in that era, I feel like the... I don't want to call it... Like, I guess, like, the CEO, producer, like, whatever may have you, was very, really, like, in the trenches with the groups. Like, JYP, 2PM were like this at one point. And I feel like because of the whole JYP, you know... having some American knowledge and wanting to bring, you know, Black American culture into Korea, that whole historical thing, he really tried to push that and instill that into 2PM, which I also enjoyed because I am Black. And it's nice that even though it may be unsaid, that a lot of their songs, music, aesthetics come from Black culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes it more enjoyable to me, I guess. I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem fake. I know a lot of, like, especially nowadays, seems very targeted, and it seems disingenuous. A lot of groups nowadays, like, when they have the aesthetic and they try to rap and do all these blah 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 and the collab, it doesn't seem like it's coming from a genuine place of I enjoy this culture or I want to put my own spin on it situation. So I feel like with 2PM, you can actually see their actual love for it. Like Junkae, like his solo albums, like his solo work, like, wow. Like, he listens to Maxwell. Like, you can tell, like, really.
It's giving JB.
No. He's one too. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, that's funny. But, yeah, I love that. Yeah, but, yeah, I do understand what you mean. Like, you do these Western collabs with, like, artists, but, like, did you really want to do that, or did you do that for... you know,
the check,
you know, because it's like you don't collaborate with artists that's like in your actual industry and like okay, but yeah, this music hurts, but yeah, it is really nice when you have like artists who actually like the art and wants to make that their own. I feel like, did you say Junkae?
Yeah, he's like the lead. Say like lead singer. I hate little titles like that, but he's like the main singer.
I feel like so by like how you said it, I feel like it'd be like, you know, how a Dio album was or like Baekhyun album.
I love him. I love EXO. I just feel like they are not using his voice properly, and I'll just keep it at that.
Oh, which one?
Retweet.
No. We're talking about Dio?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he had fun with his album, though, so.
And I like that, and I appreciate the having fun and whatnot, but I just wasn't expecting what was, you know, the final product.
Yeah, I really do need some more, like, my wife just left me with, like, took three kids.
Mm-hmm. I need some more R&B. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. He knows he can beat on that, but he just strays away from it.
You know, like, I need him to have one of those, I did wrong, and I apologize, but let me, I'm on my knees, come back.
Let me in, yeah.
A Tyrese moment, okay.
Exactly. Okay, but back to 2PM. Oh,
Oh, yeah. What was the next question? Was it, who was asking the next question?
I asked, the last one was the top three B-sides, and we got distracted.
So the next question is, out of all the members, who would you kiss, who would you marry, and who would you friend zone?
Oh, I was like, I don't want to kill anyone.
Oh, no.
I was like, dang, I don't want to do that. What was it? Kiss, marry, and friend zone?
Friend zone, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Really sorry to... Well, obviously, I'm marrying Nikun.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. I'm really sorry to take two because I'm going to friend zone him.
That's fair.
I love him, but I just feel like it's just not going to work. It's not going to work with us, and that's okay. And he'll be fine with someone else. And then... Kiss, friend zone, marry, kiss. Ooh, I'm kissing Junho. We're making out.
Yeah.
We are making out. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone else though, but those are my answers.
I feel like if I were to answer, I would marry Junho. Mm. I would kiss. Is it Taehyun? Am I saying that wrong?
Taehyun?
I just say Tae. Yeah. Easier for me.
Yeah, Tae.
Taehyun? Yeah, I kiss him. Yeah, he got a kissable face. I would probably friend zone Junkae.
Oh, God.
Oh. Well, I'm also marrying Juno. I'm probably gonna friend zone. I want to say Changsun. I think I'd friend zone him. I think we'd be good friends. Despite the age gap, I feel like...
Okay.
We'd be buddies. And I'm kissing Woo Young.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. I like that for you.
Mm-hmm. So, who is a member you would want to be besties with?
He seems so fun. And just like the life of the party... I love how he just dances in his apartment. Like, that's me, too. It'll be a good time. We'll go eat. We'll cook something. Like, we'll go turn up. Like, I feel like that'll be a fun friendship.
You get it.
I love turn up. I love to go out. And he's just everything. Like, he's cool. Like, honestly, I could say that, even though I don't know them personally, obviously. But from what they show us, and what, you know, we can see from whatever they give, they honestly feel like very genuine people. So I honestly wouldn't be mad at being friends with all of them, but that was my top choice. But they all seem very genuine and very kind just off the bat, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
He would. Ugh. Love that man.
And his solo work, too. Like, his solo work, too. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's solo work. Phenomenal.
Because I didn't know most of them had solo work.
Yeah.
So like now I'm about to
die. Oh yeah, let me give you some songs.
Drop the rapid. You gotta type them in the chat so you can remember.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna hook you up. Like even Junho's solos, like, oh, they're good. But I feel like you definitely would enjoy Junkae. Definitely.
I hope it hit.
Definitely. Like he's giving, like, yeah, he's giving, what's the other guy? Like he just gives you like very much 90s Black It Boy. I was gonna say Bobby Brown, but that's not what I'm going for. No hate to Bobby Brown, love Bobby Brown. But he just gives you just like, I can do it all. Like I'm that man.
I love that.
Also love song, I'm Your Man. That's also my song.
I'm gonna have to tap. Mm-hmm. These awkward pauses send to me.
I'm waiting on you to ask the question.
Is it really me too? Oh, I guess it is. Yeah, my bad. Okay, have you ever seen 2PM live?
Unfortunately, no. I don't think I'm not gonna speak into existence, but I don't know if it's gonna be a possibility. I don't know.
Well, you never know. Listen.
I don't know. And it's crazy because you know how like KCON like, just happened like whatever time ago and they had rain, right? And I feel like they always have, you know, that one or two like second gen beloved artist.
Yeah.
Like, why wasn't it 2 p.m.? Like, they just had a cut. Well, not just, but they just had a comeback. 15-year anniversary. Like, I don't see why. Maybe they were, I don't know, I guess, like, the scheduling, because they're in different companies now. But I feel like they could have worked something out.
Yeah, it would be really nice if they had, like, if they can just make each day a different, you know, gen, or, like, split it, and then allow, like...
That's a great idea. Take that out the podcast, so if they listen to it, they won't steal it from you. Or you can just make sure that you, like, I don't know, like, let them know it's your idea.
Give me free tickets.
More than free tickets, like, you're gonna need a chat.
Yeah,
you're gonna
need some front row.
No, yeah, you're gonna need tech.
Oh,
cool idea, actually. Now you said that, because I would definitely go.
Can get it. You know, I could really plan it out and get it.
No, like, please, like, I personally have never been to KCON. I don't think I will. Just because I'm not really the biggest fan of the company and how they deal with certain issues and whatnot. But another thing, I'm not paying like $300 to see an artist perform like 4 songs.
Real.
And I understand why people do it. Like, you know, maybe their only time they come to America. I get that. But I could save that money. And when they go on tour, a solo tour, whatever, that $300 can be used to see them perform for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. My friends recently went, and each artist got like 2 songs. It was really bad.
Only 2? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But okay, and you know,
For all that, you could fly to Korea and see them.
Yeah, yeah. At this point, might as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I know you said that you became a fan around 2019, 2020, but. In your time researching and looking throughout 2 p.m., what do you think would be the worst time to be a hottest?
Ooh. When Nakoon was dating, I forget her name. I don't know. Yeah, when he was dating her. Was it Tiffany?
Tiffany.
Yeah, mm-hmm. When they were dating. I think being a stan when anyone is dating is a hard time, but especially back then. Oh, yeah. Because you could tell that they were dating, but they had to keep it, you know, a secret, obvious. And I was like, this is so awkward. Like, rewatching, like, award shows and stuff, like, this is really awkward. Like, we all know that they're dating, right? Why can't we just say that? You know? I don't really see the issue, but I understand the whole culture around that, so I'm not going to hate on it. But I feel like that would be a really hard time. Military enlistment era is always a hard time. Because it's like, dang, like, you really are not hearing for them for months. And you're just
Yeah.
And like, back then, like, they didn't have, you know, you couldn't send them letters and you couldn't have that.
There wasn't, like, Bubble. There wasn't the social media. There's not Instagram for them to post on. Yeah.
No, yeah, like that. I don't know what that app is called, but you can track, like, the enlistment. I'm not sure what the app is called, but there was no app like that. So every day I can check to see the phase of military that Kai is in, you know? But back then, you can't do that. So I'd be like, ugh, like, this sucks.
You know what pisses me off when I think about it is, like, Minho's entire enlistment felt like we were back in that time. Because that man took everything seriously and posted
nothing, bruh.
He was not a single thing. He was out there on the front lines. On the front line, like,
it's like every update we had to wait for a carrier pigeon.
Yeah, back in the day, y'all was going through it because I am going through.
Mm-hmm. Because even now, like, they like pre-record videos and pre-record stuff, but back then it was like, they're enlisted. There's no pre-recorded. There's no little, hey guys, 6 month in, little check-in. None of that.
Right.
It's like, you know the process. It's just 2 years. A year and a half, you know that I'm gonna go ghost. Please wait for me when I come back. And that's really all they said until they came back. And also, the next answer for that question is this era. Well, I guess this era now, because we don't know when they're coming back. I feel like they were gonna come back last summer well, I want to say, I feel like they were going to come back recently. I don't know what happened, but something in my spirit felt like it was supposed to happen. But, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. They just have to sit and wait and hope that they're planning something.
I hope so. But, you know, they're working on their separate stuff. And I love that, too. But it would just be nice for them to have a grand comeback. You know, the chances are harder because they're in different companies and whatnot. But I just want them to be able to feel the international love, because you know, they debuted and it was hard to get access to things of that nature, and there's so many people that are rediscovering 2PM or being a fan of 2PM now, and everyone loves their work and everyone can see their work ethic, and they get so much love over here, over here, like America. So it'd just be nice for them to actually feel that in real time.
I mean, they could check the views.
Right.
The views skyrocketed.
And Quarantine did a great deal on that, too. Like, I was so bored, as everyone was. I was so bored at home. Like, no one was doing anything. And I was like, you know, like, let me go and research. Because before, when I was a K-pop, when I first got into K-pop, I did a little research. So I knew the groups, like, you know, the Iconics. We have our Girls' Generation, SHINee, Jinwa, 2PM. But I didn't really do a deep, deep dive like that because I didn't have time. But then, you know, I had time to sit and watch 10 hours of things on YouTube and look for translations and stuff like that. So it was good for me. But they're being, you know, more popular. I feel like especially to second gen groups are coming back out with so many things like SHINee. I mean, SHINee never took a break in my eyes. But everyone, you know, are... I don't know how you don't know SHINee at this point, but it's a conversation for a different day. People are rediscovering SHINee. People are really getting into them now, especially with their new comeback and stuff. So, and they're able to feel the international love on some degree, but I wish 2PM could have that same opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I can only imagine how good a comeback it would be with their knowledge of, like, modern music, like,
right. I'm saying, and it's the even they could do like a little throwback. I would be so down to hear like a 90s, like, how do I describe, like a 90s like pop boy group come back from them. Like, I don't want to hear them in the noise. I'm sorry, I don't want to hear them in the noise music and the little trendy little odd. I don't want to hear that from them.
I don't think they would.
Back to real music.
I don't want to hear that from them. I don't want to say they're better than that, but yeah, they're better than that. I'll say it. It's fine.
Give me something that I can clean my house to. I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Like, we're adults now. Like, we need something that we need a little baby maker. We need a sex anthem. Like, we need something like that.
Grown folks music.
And they're grown. I don't want to hear about, we're grown. Let's talk about some grown things, even though I really don't know what's happening until I said the translations, but I could feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, I feel like you kind of do, so I'm going to give you, like, the follow-up question with that, but I want to ask, do you keep up with 2PM today? And I feel like the answer would be yes.
Yes, it's hard now.
Okay, well, following up, like, what do you think of Juno and Taesyung's recent dramas? Have you seen them? Have you heard of them?
Yes! So I watched, with the girl that, like, asked me to do the podcast, she loves Juno. She loves him. So we watched the drama, like, together. We don't live together, but we watched it together, and we, like, always a little recap. Loved it. I saw snippets from Take's drama. I'm not really a big drama watcher anymore. I used to be in the past. I feel like for me personally, they make me, I'm not going to say depressed, but I don't like the stereotypical, like, you know, I fell down in class and this man picked me up and then he scooped me and now we're in the stars and da 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 da. Like, I don't like those stories.
That's how it be.
Yeah, and that's not realistic to me, and I don't want to see that. And I personally, at that time in life, I don't like seeing people in love. That sounds really bad. But I didn't want to see that on TV. Like, if I want to watch TV, I want to watch drama. I want to watch reality. Like, but they're incredible actors. And I love how their skills are transferable. I feel like nowadays it's a little, everyone wants to sing, they want to act, they want to do this, this, that, and the third. But in
but
that
can
time,
they do it?
Well.
Exactly. I mean, I'm just saying, like, a lot of people want to do that, but can they? I feel like 2PM has shown that they can.
Mm-hmm. And they're dedicated. Like, they are insanely mm-hmm. dedicated to the roles. And you can definitely see the difference of, you know, not the difference, but you can see how they really went full force into their acting and the role that they're actually playing. Like, even, like, in Vincenzo, like, you can literally see
mm-hmm.
the work he put into it and just the charisma and the character that he was able to portray. And I like that. But, yeah, I'm not a big drama watcher, but I'll watch if it's someone I like in it. So that's why I watch them.
That's understandable. I'm pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
I can never pay attention to them, so I need a good bathroom to sit and watch it.
Mm-hmm. And it just makes it better if they're in the show and the show's actually good. Because sometimes they're in the show and I'm like, okay, I'm only watching this show for you.
Yeah.
So it's nice they do scripts that are actually good.
Watching it for somebody don't be enough sometimes. I just be like, fuck it. I'm done.
You're right. Mm-hmm, you're right.
But, you know what? There was this, that movie, I think it was a movie, that Nick Hyun was in.
Yes, I want to see it. I haven't got a chance to get to.
I never see him in that light before, but that scene, you know, the intimate.
With the newest one?
Was it intimate? It was an intimate scene.
Incredibly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. I like that too, also because you don't really see a lot of idols doing intimate scenes like that. I feel like it's a little taboo now. I guess not now anymore, but it's a little taboo. So you're like, ooh, like he's really getting down. Like I didn't see him like that. Which is why I love him, because of the versatility. He can give you serious. He can give you funny. He can give you a little sexy time.
I loved it. I want to see it.
Love to see it. Love to be her. Want to be her.
I'm sweet. So. Also, yeah. What are your thoughts on Yuna's chemistry with Yuna?
I don't know why. It feels a little, I don't want to say fake to me. But, and also okay, I'm like, I don't know if it feels fake or just they haven't, or maybe they're camera shy or something, but it seems a little off. But I'm not one to judge someone's chemistry. But for me, it seems a little off. And I'll just keep it at that.
Oh.
That's interesting. I've never thought about that.
Really? I don't, just like the interactions and the body language. Like, sometimes body language is hard to dissect. But for me, it just seems awkward in some points. And maybe that's me kind of reading too into it. And
I've always thought that. Sorry, you can go ahead.
Oh, no. Finish your point, because I need to remember what I was going to say.
I always thought that, like, they were like that because there were always so much attention on them. And if they were dating, they can't draw that much attention, you know? But mm-hmm. maybe they just can't stay away from each other. You know, like, I don't know. I feel like it's been so long. And if they weren't into each other, where are their other relationships? You know, like, we haven't heard much about anything else. But we have heard a lot about them, too. And there's not really much to, you know, prove a point otherwise, like a significant other or something like that, you know?
It's true. And also just, like, being in the drama, too. Like, at some point, you know, they had to have some type of, you know, feeling. But I get your point, too, just because it has been so long and they are both in the public sphere. And you know how Korea goes crazy over couples and that stigma when it comes to that. Maybe they mm-hmm. feel uncomfortable with doing all that in the public eye, but at this juncture, like, me personally, I don't care. Like, you're like 32. Like, I don't expect you to sit at home and weep. And like, of course you have women or men or whatever you're into. Of course, like, you're dating, of course. Like, I don't really see the issue of being so like, oh my god, they're dating, I can't, like, it's too much for me. Like, they're grown ass men. Like, let them live, let them have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I personally ship it. I'm sorry. I just keep thinking about it. Like, damn, they kiss a lot in that show. just giving it a little too much.
You know, well, there are a lot. They love. Maybe they're more like at home PDA people.
You know, when I found out that they both lived in the same apartment building, I had the bombastic side eye.
Because you know that she'd be up in the apartment in the penthouse.
She probably got the code.
But I low-key, they're dating like that thing. I wanted that to be real. Like, I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, please.
It was Duffy news. I was like, when they said they were the same apartment, I said, okay. So, yes, they are. Like, okay, they're living in the same place. Hi, like, they're deaf. Something's happening. Let's not be dumb. Something's happening. Like, duh, she'd be up there all the time. He cook her food and they eat and then they just go get, she goes get clothes from her apartment for like 4 days. And then she goes back to her apartment and wash the clothes and then go back up.
Excuse me. Are you, I know it's in like 2 days. Are you gonna watch their Beyond Life fan meeting?
Oh, yes. I am getting sleep because it's gonna be like, I think like 2 a.m. for me, but I'm going to watch. I'm committed.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm so happy.
I am committed. Am I going to pay for this Beyond Life? Of course not. I'll be watching a
cooking show.
Yes, I'll be watching the Food Network. And yes. I love how, like, now we just call it cooking shows. Like, I was like, what the fuck does that mean? But I definitely, if I fall asleep during some of it, I'm going to have my friend record and send me the videos. But I'm intending on staying up.
Period. You know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that. I had another question that I was going to add, but I guess I lost track of time. But I'm just going to jump in and ask it now. Do you... or have you looked into any 2 p? Or I'm sorry, any 2 a.m. Because I rarely ever meet any hotties that like actually like 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. But like, I just wanted to ask, like, have you ever dabbled or like, you know, looked into them a little bit?
I don't listen to them enough to like know if I like them or not. But I definitely heard a few songs. I love people who sing. I like singers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when I even, and that's a good question because I didn't realize there was a counterpart to them. I figured that out when I did, like, my deep dive. So I was like, that's 2 p.m., 2 a.m. I was like, that makes sense. Like, it for me now, it kind of puts that, like the black, pink kind of thing. Like, the black, well, that sounds weird, but you know what I mean. Or I'll use a better example. Red Velvet, for example. Like, the red.
Your red comes, yeah.
Yeah, it was like one of those situations, but I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but their voices are incredible. Like, the talent is undeniable. I wish they got more shine as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But definitely listen to 2 a.m. too. I don't know why they haven't... I don't know. I just feel like nowadays, like, old groups need to come back and just really be like, we're here. Hi.
Establish dominance.
No, like, seriously. And especially, like, they are singers. Ballad. Yeah. We're crying. Like, they are singing. They went to vocal training. Some people don't do that nowadays. But they have training. But I definitely want to get more into them now you said that. So I'm going to do a deep dive of them soon when I have time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
I love it. Oh, I guess it's a question.
Oh, wow. Time flies.
Okay. Yeah. What do you want to see from 2 p.m. in the future?
I want to see an American tour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to see a world. Well, I want to see first, like, that 90s, like, comeback I mentioned before. I want a big comeback. I want them to come to the States. Like, and as much as, like, I know, like, that there's really this big debate of, like, Western validation. And, you know, a lot of groups are having, you know, what is it? I hate saying, you know. But different groups are paired with, you know, American labels, and they come here, and they have American promotion, they do the BuzzFeed and the different interviews and whatnot, and they like to make a lot of music geared towards the West for that reason. And as much as I want them to, I guess I'll plug this, I want them to feel the love from everywhere, like, besides Korea, you know? Because there's so many people that adore them. Like, I feel like even just from like the Black perspective, like I recognize their talent. We all recognize their talent. I feel like there's something special with them. And just feeling the love from the people and the community that they're basically, you know, I don't want to say the word imitating, but that they make music geared towards, or their main like genre of music that they make. It would just be really fulfilling and nice that they can see like their fans actually enjoy, tell them how much they love the song and just the concert, things of that nature. But I want to see that. I want to see a world tour. I want to see just them getting more recognition. I want to see them go to award shows. Like, I definitely would want to see a K-pop, like, legends, like, tribute or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Time. Like, a legends tribute or, like, a pioneer show. I don't know what the phrasing would be, but something that honors their body of work, that honors who they are as performers, that honors their work ethic, because there's so many songs and covers that people do. But I just want to see the entire discography. Like, I just don't want to see 10,000 covers of My House.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Yeah, like, I'm kind of over that. But that's what I want to see. And them to be happy, like, on a personal note. Like, I want them to get married and, you know, have children if they want and have a family life. Like, they put so much work and so much of their time and life into this industry. I want them to be able to grow old and actually can enjoy the fruit of their labor, and if they still want to perform or not when they're 50, they can. But I want them to just be happy and just be proud of the work that they put in it, and let they know that unless maybe people not give them their flowers all the time, I want them to know that their flowers are definitely being given to them
as they should be,
because people leave them out the conversation. Like, the whole, like, you know, best vocalist and this group. I feel like a lot of people don't even recognize 2PM as one of those people that, you know, started the trend of having EDM music and things mm-hmm. like that, incorporating those different things.
Yeah, you're right. And yeah, about that being happy and whatnot. Yeah, they definitely need to, or deserve to, be able to relax after all the time mm-hmm. and effort they put into this.
Mm-hmm.
A huge chunk of their life, you know?
No, yeah, like, even with the whole, dating conversation, like, why is it bad that they're dating? Like, why is it bad? Like, what is the problem? I don't see. Like, they're 35. Do you think they're going to sit in the house and just twiddle their thumbs and watch TV? Like, no. They're grown men. Like, let them live, enjoy their lives. Like, we enjoy our lives. Why can't they have the same respect or the same... Not respect, but why can't we give them respect to do that, first of all? Because they deserve it.
Why can't they be as lenient?
Yeah, and they're human, too. Like, they're human people. People forget that with them and idols in general. Like, they deserve time. So that's what I wish for them. I wish they can come here as well, but that chance is probably slim to none, but it's okay. It's all good.
I hope that they do come.
I know, maybe the 20th anniversary.
Oh yeah.
God damn.
Maybe.
I love just how you talk about 2PM. Like, you can really tell that you're a genuine stan.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, they're like, I don't say they're my babies because they're way older than me. But I don't wanna say I choose the people I listen to strategically, but it's more to me than, you know, we sing and we rap and then we post a music video and we post on TikTok, whatever. Like, and of course, not saying that everyone in the industry is untalented and they don't put the effort and work in, because 100% they do. Like, K-pop is a very tough industry. I think we all realize and recognize that.
Yes.
But it says something to have longevity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, longevity. There's so many second gen, first gen groups that people don't even care about at this point. So even the fact that, like, you even mentioned, like, you can see the view count go up on their videos, like, from, you know, from the past, like, 2 to 3 years. Like, people are rediscovering. People want to get to know more about them.
Yeah.
Which upsets me, because they no one understands, like, they deserve to have their flowers given to them. Like, even with SHINee, too. Like, people, you know, give SHINee their flowers here and there, but I haven't really seen a lot of true recognition of, you know, the power and the actual work that they put in to, you know, not going to say the buzzword of pave the way, but pave the way.
So that was our last question, and I just really want to thank you for coming onto our podcast and giving us the opportunity to get to know you and a little bit more for me, like learn a little bit more about 2PM. I really do just like appreciate listening to you talk about them. And again, like I said, like I really do see the genuine feelings that you have for them. And I just really love that for them. Like I, like you said, like I really wish they could see like how much of an international superstar that they really are. And yeah, like, thank you.
Of course. Thank you for inviting me. I had a fun time. It's over already. I'm
upset. Yeah, time really flies.
I know. I feel like we have a, we could talk about so many things, like even like our side conversations. I feel like it would have been fun, but thanks for inviting me. I had a good time. Everyone stream. Well, you don't have to, but stream.
Stream. Well, are we streaming?
Please stream. I'll give you guys. Just stream the 159 album. Just every song. Just okay. Every so song. Real. Also, I need you guys to stream. I hate saying stream. It seems so weird. Like, stream, stream. Yeah, stream that. Stream everything. Honestly, just everyone just do a deep dive. It doesn't have to be crazy, but at least go beyond the title tracks. Like, as much as we talk about the title tracks, 2PM really have a great body of work. Beyond that, even their Japanese albums as well.
Oh, yeah.
And even their solo work, like, go in depth. Like, their solo work is incredible, and they all have different sounds. And they can come together and just be a powerhouse group. Like, yeah.
And you saying that reminds me when people were calling them beastly idols. Because they were so buff.
I mean, yeah. We like a little beast here and there.
Yeah.
I live for a little beast, you know. But yeah, thank you guys for inviting me. I had a fun time. You guys follow the podcast on Instagram, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to follow our socials at ITMF on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, I think even. Please follow us there, and we will be back with a new episode really soon.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.